Neighbor as ourself means we have to love ourselves first, right? We've got to love. And listen, it's hard to be in love with yourself when you know yourself. You know your faults. You know your downfalls. You know, oh boy, I know I did that. Oh no, I did this. Oh, he'll never forgive me of that. No, God forgives. And he said he forgets. So God forgives and he forgets. Now we're to be God-like, right? Be imitators of God as dear children, the Bible says. So how do we imitate God then? We forgive and we forget. So we've got to do something. Forgive ourselves and forget. Not looking back anymore. We talked about that, right? But always looking forward. Not looking behind at our faults and failures, but look forward at the good things, at the blessings, at the prize, at the dream, at the goal, and go after it. Amen. I was listening to Joel this morning. And Joel was talking about, look ahead, look ahead. Look again, he says. Look again, he says. And he used some great scriptures. But he says, look again. Look again. Remember when Jesus was laying hands on the blind man, right? And he prayed over the blind man, but the blind man, he said, can you see? And the blind man says, well, I can see a little. It's blurry. Look again. He prayed over him again, didn't he?
Yes.
And what happened? Boom. Amen. He could see. Don't stop looking just because things get blurry. Right? Don't stop looking for your dream just because it looks blurred or looks far away. Don't stop going after it. It might be blurry, but okay. Believe. Look again. And I love that. Keep believing. Keep believing. All right. So forget now our failures. Forget our sins. God does. God does. And if God loves us enough to forget and forgive and forget, we should do the same. So amen. So let's go to, did we read John 15 last week? I think we did. I did touch on that. Let's read John 15 real quick again. John 15. John chapter 15 and starts in verse 9. This is Jesus talking again. He says this, he says, as the Father, I'm going to turn my little lights on here. There we go. He says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and your joy may be full. Wouldn't it be nice to be joyful?
Yes.
Joyful. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. No. Joyful. To be joyful. To be at peace, right? To be not just happy, but joyful.
That's right.
That nothing can bring you down. Why? Because you're full of joy. You're full of joy. And in order for that to take place, we must abide in the love of the Lord. To abide in the love of the Lord. This is what for our joy to be full. He says in verse 12, he says, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Now stop. Wait a minute. You, Jesus, you want me to love my neighbor just as you loved me? Well, what did Jesus do for us? He died for us. He laid his life down. He went to the cross. He endured shame, anger, hatred. I mean, everything that he endured for us, didn't he?
Yes.
So don't we, then I guess when our neighbor tries to shame us or hurt our feelings, we must endure, don't we?
Yep.
We must endure, right? Lay it aside. Forgive and forget, right?
That's right.
Forgive and forget. Even if they mean to. See, they meant to hurt Jesus.
That's right.
They did it all on purpose. They wanted to crucify him. Right? So even if they do want to hurt you or hurt your feelings, even if they want to, what do we got to do? Love. We've got to love them. We've got to love them. Love conquers all. Amen. So here we go. He says this, greater love in verse 13 has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. He calls you and me a friend.
Yes. Yes. Lord.
He doesn't call us servants.
That's right.
He calls us friends.
Amen.
That just blows me, blows me over. No longer do I call you. He says, I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. What? So whatever I ask the Father in Jesus' name, He'll give me. Doesn't your mind go tilt on that? Whatever I ask. Now, we know something about God. It's got to be according to His will.
Amen.
His will, His word. Yeah. We can't go ask Him for that guy's wife.
Nope.
Wrong. Right? It's got to be according to His will.
Okay.
So what do we do then? We've got to find out what His will is. And this is how we do it. We read this.
Yes.
We read this, right? It's got to be according to it. But if I ask anything in the name of Jesus Christ, He will give me. He will give me. He says this, these things I command you, that you love one another. See, he pretty much hit that point home, didn't he? I command you, love one another, love one another, love one another, right? So, we're giving thanks at this time of year. We're going to be with family and friends this time of year, right? Sometimes it makes it feel that way, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know about you, but family's family.
That's right.
So, sometimes it's a little hard, right? When you get around family and family's like, you know, barking at you and, you know, did something to you last Christmas. You know, you're like, man, if he shows up this week, boy, I'm going to. Right? So what do we need to do now? Love. We've got to love. We've got to love. If we're going to have a good Thanksgiving and our joy is going to be full, then we've got to go into our family and friend dinner and love. Forget about what took place. Forget about the past. Forget about what they may have done on purpose. Let it go. Let God take care of it. And just love one another. And just love one another. You don't have to go over there and be like, oh, I love you. You're the best. You know, you don't have to do all that. You know, but don't avoid them. Hi, how you doing? Good to see you. Good to see you. Love you. All right, praise God. Moving on. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. We were going to talk about this. We didn't have time last week. So let's get into 1 Corinthians. We call this the love chapter, chapter 13. The love chapter. 1 Corinthians in chapter 13. Hey, come back here. All right. Verse 1 says this. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. In other words, I'm noise. I'm just simply noise to God, right? Verse 2 says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand the mysteries and all knowledge and have all faith. Whew, to have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Sounds important to have love, doesn't it? Because I don't want to be nothing. You know, I don't want to amount to nothing.
Amen.
My kids won't amount to nothing because they have love.
Amen.
I don't want to amount to nothing. So I love. Verse 3 says this. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long. Oh, listen, my wife has had to suffer long with me. And I know that. I know that. I mean, I've put her through sometimes. But man, what she has put me through, we're even. Oh, no, sorry. No. But I know that I have put her through some. My mom and dad had to suffer long with me. Because I put them through a lot of sleepless nights when I was out running with the devil, right? That was not good. And I know I put them through a lot. But they love me anyway. Amen? And so love then suffers long. Love doesn't have a time frame. Love doesn't quit. And we're going to read some more here, but love doesn't have a time frame. Love doesn't say, well, I love you if you love me. Jesus or God himself made it clear. I loved you first. I loved you first. You didn't choose me. Jesus said, I chose you. And then he says, and I appointed you. Amen. So love suffers long and is kind. Oh, and is he had to add that on there. Then he is kind. Love is kind. Okay. So love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Don't you have that family member? Right? Come on now. You have that family member that likes to parade themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. You know, I mean, and you know what I did? You know, I did this for this person. Well, there's their glory, the Bible says. That's their reward.
That's right.
Their reward is them telling you and you saying, oh, that's great.
Yep, that's
well, why not have a better reward of having God bless you? So we do it behind closed doors, quietly.
Yeah.
We bless people quietly. Amen. We don't parade ourselves. Hallelujah. I do like it when my wife parades her pretty face, though. Praise the Lord. But love doesn't parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Oh, yeah. Love is not puffed up. How many of you know that guy that knows everything? I mean, knows everything. Yeah. Or anybody. Yeah, oh yeah. I know a couple of those guys. They know everything and they can't agree on nothing. But they know everything. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Wow. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Wow.
Amen.
Thinks no evil. I want to knock that. Love doesn't think that way, right? Cut somebody off. You rot, dirty, rotten. No, love doesn't do that,
no.
Right? Love lets that go. Love is not rude, and it does not seek its own, and it is not provoked, and it thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity. But rejoices in the truth.
Amen.
Rejoices in the truth. When I open the word, we should rejoice.
Yes.
Right.
Every time I open the word of God, we should rejoice.
Yes.
Because this is the truth.
Yes.
Plain and simple. It's a time of rejoicing. Yes. When we open the word of God. Don't open it when you need it. Open it when you don't need it.
Yes.
So it'll already be in there when you do need it.
Right.
Amen. I can't take credit for that. That was Daddy Osteen. Amen. Verse 7 says this. Love bears all things. Bears all things. Bears all things. You know? How many times the enemy's tried to break up this my wife and I's marriage. As many years. I mean, he's tried. But we bear with one another because of love. See, we didn't get together just of flesh. We got together of love.
Amen.
And so if it was just flesh, we'd just bye. I'll go find another flesh, basically. But no, this was love. We're knit together. Bible says we've been made one.
Amen.
Right? Under God, we're one together.
Yes.
So we bear all things. Why? Because of love.
Amen.
We bear with one another. I mean, but see, it's easy to do with my wife. What about our friend? What about our neighbor? What about that family member? Yeah, love has to bear all things, right? Love bears all things. And that means all things. Doesn't mean a couple things. It means all things, all right? Let's see here. Where'd I go? Verse 7, here we are. Bears all things. Love believes all things. Hopes all things. And endures all things. Every husband and wife should endure anything.
Yes.
Anything. Should never, never walk away from one another. Why? Because it's love.
That's right.
And it's truth. It's love is true, see? Love is an action word. Love is an action. It's something you do. It's not just something you say.
Yes.
You put action to love.
Right.
You put an action to it. Amen. Love is a verb, right?
Yeah.
we put action to the word love. And I don't come 50% and she do 50% in our marriage. I better give it 100%.
That's right.
Or we'll never make it.
That's right.
And she'll do the same.
Yes.
If I'll give 100%, she'll give 100%. See? Amen. Because if I'm not giving 100%, I'm keeping back 50%.
Right.
Well, why would I do that when I'm in love?
That's right.
Amen. Right.
We're all in.
We're all in. Amen. Verse 8 says, love never fails. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. I will know just as I am also known. How do you want to be known? How do you want to be known? We've talked about this. How do you want to be known when you've left your mark? When people think about you, when you walk in the room, do they go, oh man, there's that dude again, you know, right? How do you want to be known? Are you tolerated or are you celebrated when you walk in a room? Are you tolerated or are you celebrated? I want to be celebrated. Amen. I want to be celebrated. All right, verse 13, and of course it says, and now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is
love.
The greatest of things is love. Now, we talked about the word, how it says God is love. God is love. So if we were to go back and read all of this, which we're not going to do, but replace the word love with the word God. And if you do that, just think of a few of verses here where it says God suffers long. Replace that word and read that sometime. Because God is love. Love is God.
Amen.
See, when you're releasing love, you're releasing God.
That's right.
And we've talked about that. When you're releasing God into the situation or love into the situation, you're putting God's hand in it.
Yes.
You're giving God an opportunity to change the situation, to change the outcome. It's never done until it's done. And then even then, God can fix it. Amen? Even then, God can fix it. It's never too late with God. It's never too late with God. Amen? So, there are 9 points of divine love here. 9 points of divine love. I've done this before. We're going to do this again. Patience is love passive, suffers long, bears long, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love passive. That's patience. Now, patience. Oh, I don't have the patience for that. Have you ever heard that one? We won't say that anymore, will we? We're patient. When we're patient, we're being love passive. So I ought to stop rushing my wife. Even though she makes me late. No, she's not too bad. Sometimes. No. But no, try not to rush her. Be patient. Be patient. All right. Amen. Patience is a virtue. Right. Amen. All right. Number two is kindness. Love in action. Doing love kinds. Do kindness. Love in action. Never acts rashly or inconsistent or puffed up. Number three, generosity. Love in competition. Never envious or jealous. Never envious or jealous.
That's right.
Notice how those two go hand in hand, don't they? Jealousy and envy?
Yep.
Yeah. Never envious or jealous. Number four, humility. Love in hiding.
Yep.
Love in hiding. Remember, love doesn't parade itself.
Uh-huh.
Love never parades itself. Love in hiding. Humility. Number five, courtesy. Courtesy, love in society. Always polite. Let me open that door for you, ma'am. Huh? Hey, can I carry your groceries out to your car for you? You need any help with that? Amen?
Amen.
Are you getting that right?
Yes.
Courtesy, love in society, always polite, never rude, is not discourteous. Number six, unselfishness. Love in essence. Never selfish, never sour or bitter. Ooh. Seeks only good of others.
Amen.
Seeks only good of others. Does not retaliate or seek revenge of others. Uh-oh. Boy, I must not have been walking in love a lot. I'm okay to admit that. Because I did seek revenge when someone tried to hurt my family or hurt me. You've heard some of the stories. Not saying anymore. But I don't seek revenge anymore because I love. I don't retaliate anymore. Because see, that love that's within me has got to be greater. Or I'll fail. Right? I'll fail. So I want that love to be powerful within me. Right? Number seven. Here we are. Good temper. Boy, oh boy. Love in disposition. Never irritated.
That's right.
Oh. Man, I'm jacked. Good temper, love and disposition, never irritated, never resentful. See, when a husband loves a wife loves a husband, they're never resentful.
That's right.
We don't resent one another. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, the things I've put her through, she could be probably pretty resentful and irritated. But she loves me anyway.
That's right.
Right? You didn't say amen. You better say amen. Or else. All right. Number eight, righteousness. Hallelujah. Love in conduct. Hates sin. Ouch. Hates it. Doesn't enjoy it. Hates it. Never glad when others are wronged. Always gladdened by goodness to others. It's better to give than to receive, right? You've heard that? Always slow to expose. That hurts, doesn't it? Always slow. In other words, doesn't expose. Love covers a multitude of sin. You trying to preach my message? You be quiet over there. Love suffers long. Here we go again, right? All right. Righteousness, love and conduct. It hates sin. It's never glad when others are wronged. Always gladdened by goodness to others. Always slow to expose. Always eager to believe the best. I know my mom was always eager to believe the best, but she knew that what I was doing. Yeah, she, mom's always know. Oh, mom. Oh, man. She always knew. I know you was at that house. I'm like, what house? That yellow one? You was getting your weed? Oh, man. I'm like, was you following me? It was the Holy Ghost there, you know? Busted on me all the time. Always eager to believe the best. Always eager to believe the best.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Always, when you love your children, you're eager to believe the best of them.
Yes.
My son would never do that.
That's right.
Right? Oh, my daughter would never do that. Never do that. Right? Yes, and my mom would march to school. Always, always eager to believe the best. Always hopeful.
Amen.
Always enduring.
That's right.
Always enduring. And the last one, number nine, sincerity, love in profession, never boastful or conceited, always honest, not even telling a little fib, not even the little white lies, right? Always honest. Because see, if you just tell a little lie, it's all lie. If you tell half a truth and half a lie, it's all lie. It's not half truth. It's a lie. Anytime you lie in any kind of truth, it becomes all lie. It eliminates the truth because you cannot be believed. Can't trust, right? Always honest. Leaves no impression, but what is strictly true. does not blaze out in passionate anger. Oh, man. Right? Whew. Does not blaze out in passionate anger. Does not brood over wrongs. Now, that one gets you. Does not stand there and, oh, man, that jerk, when he did that, boy, it's a good thing I was saved or I would have done. Right? This is brooding. This is what brooding is. Pacing back and forth, all mad. Oh, man, I can wait till they get home. I'm going to bust. That's brooding.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, well, love doesn't do that, see? Doesn't brood over wrongs. Always just, always joyful, always truthful.
Yes.
Knows how to be silent and full of trust.
Yes.
Knows how to be silent and full of trust.
Yes.
Now, see, that's love. We're gonna stop there. Because I got 20 reasons why we should love one another. You want to hear them? Yeah, we'll do that next week. How about that? We'll stop there for this morning. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to go out of here and love one another. Amen. Hallelujah. If you'll stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name and we thank you for love. We thank you for forgiving us, Father, and for loving us. And that you're always there for us, Father, that you endure us. You suffer us long, Father. You love us. We thank you for that, Father. Help us, Father, to do the same, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to then love ourselves more. We pray this, Father. I ask, Father, for your blessing today as we go. I pray your blessing, Father, upon the food that we're about to receive. I call it blessed in Jesus' name. I ask that you'll bless the hands that prepared it. And let it be to the nourishment of our bodies. We give you glory and honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Let's eat. Hallelujah.